All right, I've been doing pieces from Rav Schechter on Tefillah. There's a pasuk that says "Vayetzei Kayin Milafnei Hashem," that Kayin left the presence of God. What do those words mean? That Kayin left the presence of Hashem, and a few pasuk, Kayin of course had killed his brother Hevel, and then he faced punishment. Hashem says, "Shvi na banad." How do you leave the presence of Hashem? Hashem is everywhere, and Kayin says also he says, "Umi panecha esater." I'll hide from you. How can you hide from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So Ramban says that Kain kilo uchal amol panech lepaleel lakriv korban mincha means Kain said, I feel too ashamed to even offer a sacrifice or to daven to you. So v'yitzei lefnei Hashem means that Kain never daven to Hashem afterwards. That's what it means. So to be in the presence of Hashem means to daven to Hashem, that you feel like you're in the presence of Hashem. There's a famous piece from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, which Reb Lerner has done. I think that Rabbi Yismach did as well, but I'll go over it again anyway. There's two Rambams. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Hilchot Tefillah that a person needs kavana when he davens, and he says, "Kol tefillah she'ena b'kavana in tefillah." If I daven without kavana, without focusing, it's not called tefillah. If I daven without kavana, it's not a tefillah. I have to go and repeat it. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Dalet. Then in Perek Yud, the Rambam says that a person needs to daven. Says Misha paleo below kivena da'ato yasur b'paleo b'kavana. I have to go back and daven with kavana. Bim kivena libo b'bracha rishon shuvin otzarek. The Rambam there says, if I had kavana for the first bracha, I'm good. So in one place, the Rambam says, I need kavana for the whole tefillah. In the other place, the Rambam says, at least I need kavana for one bracha. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik says, it's one of the early pieces in the Chiddush Reb Chaim, he says that they're talking about two different types of kavana. The latter is talking about kavana for the meaning of the words. So the meaning of the words, I have to have at least kavana for the first bracha. But to have kavana, that I'm in the presence speaking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that goes to the essence of tefillah. If I don't have that kavana, then I'm dead in the water. And the words of Reb Chaim are, "Vim ein libo panui, v'inoro et atzmo shomed lefnei Hashem, umit paleel." If my heart isn't like, I'm not thinking about other things, you know, I'm not thinking, I'm in Acapulco, I'm not thinking I'm on the train. "In ein libo panui, v'inoro et atzmo," if I don't see myself that I'm standing before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I don't have that understanding in my mind, it's not called tefillah. Like I press the button, I'm on automatic pilot. That's not tefillah. He says, it's like a preoccupied person. It's not a ma'isa. So then Rav Schechter quotes that, and then he quotes further. The Gemara says in Masechet Yoma on Daf Nun Gimel that when you daven, you take three steps back, and when you're going to daven, you take three steps forward. So the idea is that you're leaving a makom kadosh where you were praying. In other words, he quotes from the Beis Yosef that when I the place that I daven is a makom kadosh. It's not doesn't have permanent kedusha, but it's makom kadosh when I'm davening there. And I take three steps back, and then similarly I take three steps forward. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that if I take more than three steps back, that's an act of yura. That's haughtiness. That shows that like I'm so close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I need even more steps back to return to my world. And then he says Hashem is not so distant from us that we should require more than three steps to approach Him. In other words, He's always within three steps, and no one is so close that during davening that he needs to take more than three steps to return to the world. So the basic idea is that kavana is an important element with our tefillah, and without kavana we don't have tefillah. All right, any questions, comments, anything? Okay, Rabbi Chanan Lachsimar, Achsel, Vichach, Chabot, Sotot, Zivir.